This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, indeed. The Mark Cabale Report is brought to you by IC Light. Mark Cabale of the Pat McAfee Show, and a wonderful man to boot. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you going to Ireland, big boy?
Absolutely not. I decided not to, since the NFL has regulated the fact that all teams have to show up at the same time, and the Steelers had to move it back to their leaving Thursday and getting there Friday morning. I mean, what am I going to do? Just hang around the Ireland streets for 3 days and talk to people who with terrible towels on or in their pocket. So I decided to pull the old staying home card.
My God, you sound bitter.
Well, I sound like you from Monday, huh?
Yeah, kind of, actually. So wait, you had the opportunity to go and turned it down.
Yeah, I'm like you now, Joe. You know, the traveling just does not sit well with me anymore.
Especially with the injuries, I imagine. Bob,
that's only that. It's a miserable event for me right now. I mean, doing this for 20 some odd years, even if it is across the old pond.
Yeah,
I see no interest in myself of going there. Maybe when I was a young pup, I would have been raring to go.
Yeah. Well, you've had more injuries than Bo Bennett. Bob's on his way over there, and so is Crowley. So is Batco.
Everybody's over.
Yeah.
So is Carter. So is Jerry. So is...
Not Ray.
Pirates beat reporter Jason Mackey. Everybody's over there.
Mackey, I think, took Ray's ticket. Now Ray has to stay home.
Yeah, Ray was sitting right next to me. And Ray's like an old curmudgeon like myself. He's an old curmudgeon like myself, so he's not losing any sleep over it.
All right, well, let's get to the nuts and bolts of this thing. Actually, let's play for Cabale the coaching quote from Ben. This is Ben from his footballing podcast. Ben and Spence, I might add.
If I say that I think we're going to get out coached, is that controversial?
I mean, if you're telling the truth, it's not controversial.
I'll say this. I think Brian Flores is a very good defensive coordinator.
They'll let you know if it's controversial.
Yeah, sure. I'll say this. I'm going to say Brian Flores is a very good, like, he's going to call a good coordinator. I'm going to say he's better than Coach Austin, a good coordinator. I think Coach Kevin O'Connell is an exceptional offensive mind.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I just think that there's that working those things, they're going to find ways to try and exploit our defense, and the defense is going to try and find, which is what everyone does. I get it. I just think that there's a chance that it could
go sideways, I think is what he was saying. What do you make? Do you agree with Ben that the Vikings have a coaching advantage?
Well, I would imagine. I think they have somewhat of a talent advantage too, especially on offense with both those wide receivers as well. So I don't know, man. I mean, it doesn't take rocket. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to figure out the Steelers' defense. I mean, you just knock them around a little bit. I mean, I don't know how much things you can figure out with that schematically. I mean, what they've shown over the first month of the season is if you push them around, they tend to not play very well. So I don't know how, like I said, schematically wise, but I understand what he says about Stefanski. Stefanski is obviously one of the up and coming, if not the already there, offensive minds in this league. So if it is a coach,
Stefanski or O'Connell?
What did I say? Stefanski. O'Connell. O'Connell is one of the Stefanski too, I guess. But O'Connell is one of the up and comers in this league if he's not already there. But he has some talent to do along with it. I just am not a big supporter of a guy who can coach their ways to a victory. I mean, if you got the, it sure helps, okay. But if you have the players to play like they're supposed to, I think that trumps the scheme and the coaching abilities more than anything else.
Ben also mentioned that he's really down on Broderick Jones, and I think that is becoming a bigger and bigger story. I mean, I realize they didn't allow a sack. I think there were reasons for that. I don't think he played well again. He hasn't played well all year. What's happening with Broderick Jones? And is there a is Calvin Anderson, for example, a viable replacement? Should it come to that, big boy?
I wouldn't say viable, but I would imagine he's an option just for the fact that he's played in this league for years and can step in there and put it this way, he can't do any worse than what Broderick's doing right now. I mean, it wasn't a terrible game from Jones on Sunday compared to like week one or anything like that, but he needs to perform better. But it's not only him. The entire offensive line, man, if they don't figure this out pretty quickly, man, they're in a world of troubles here, because if you look at the numbers of Aaron Rodgers, there's a reason why he's throwing the ball in 2.58 seconds. There's a reason why they're 29th in rushing, and why he's been hit or sacked, what now, 12 times, something like that, hit 15 times, because the offensive line's just not doing their job right now, and you can't sustain that moving forward here. You can get away with it maybe in a couple of games, but not totally. So I think Broderick Jones is a problem, an issue that needs to be figured out, but those other four guys have to start playing as better too. So it's not only Broderick.
All right, then let's get to the tight ends. Particularly Pat Freiermuth, who they're giving a lot of money to, but not a lot of playing time or a lot of targets to. He's playing 56% of the snaps, which is less than at any point in his career. Is this understandable, or is it something they need to rectify?
Well, I think it's something they need to rectify. I think you need to have both of those guys on the field as much as possible with Jonnu and Freiermuth. But I noticed that the other day too. I mean, I'm like, my goodness. I mean, Jonnu's out snapping him basically every single game here, and Freiermuth hasn't really got many opportunities at all. Not only the money, but I think he has enough talent to be able to help this offense out. Now, I don't know if it just hasn't got to that point yet where they feel comfortable using the tight ends or know what they're doing quite yet, what they want to do with the two tight ends yet. But obviously, Arthur Smith is favoring Jonnu Smith right now. Maybe it's just, you know, the teams they've played so far. But yeah, I think you have to get Freiermuth involved in this game a lot more, in all these games a lot more than he has the first 2 weeks. I mean, you cannot go out there and just have, you know, one of your premier pass catchers, and that's what he is, let's face it. I mean, if he's not number two, he's number like 2.5 here, and just totally ignore him. So moving forward, I mean, just honestly, Joe, tight ends in general, whatever happened to this unbelievable great tight end room where we're going to be able to manipulate teams and be able to scheme people up into submission? I mean, I just haven't seen that yet at all, which is a shock to me.
Mark, are the Steelers utilizing the middle of the field enough?
Boy, I think that's been said about the past, what, 20 or 25 years now? Now, when did at least the past decade, right, since Heath Miller has retired? Oh, I mean, they just don't throw there. I mean, last year there was a reason why, because Russell Wilson was 5'6", and he was getting balls knocked down, so you can understand why he might not have wanted to go to that situation or that area of the field. But you now have the tight ends to be able to go right there. And you, honestly, you have DK Metcalf, who's big enough to sit down into that zone in the middle of the field and be able to throw the ball. But we'd still have to just keep telling ourselves it is only 3 weeks. I mean, things can change in a hurry, but by past history, things don't seem to change in that area very quickly. So I'm sure you would love to see that, you know, materialize, but I don't know what gives us the reason why it would materialize if over the past 10 years it hasn't.
Big boy, you sound mildly depressed. Are you okay today?
Oh, you know, just catching up on my sleep, you know, catching up on my rest.
During the interview, you know, or what's going on?
During practice? He's sleeping through practice?
Listen,
we have photos of you sleeping at a Tomlin news conference. Remember the owners' meetings?
That's fake news right there. But they moved practice up today, so they're practicing 11 to 1, mm-hmm. which is 2 or 3 hours early, which means I had to be here at like 8:30. So, you know, once you get off schedule a little bit, Joe, it takes a little bit of time to get acclimated. So that's where I'm at right now.
Are you here for the whole hour or just this segment?
I can do whatever you want, Joe. I'm trying to be as boring as possible so you let me go, but... No, whatever you need, brother.
Any one of a number of retorts, but I saved them all.
It just made a moment of silence on the radio. That's never a good thing.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali is on the hotline. The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Would you like the Fan to visit your game? Email usports@937thefan.com with your group name, main contact info, potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Now brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Big boy, are you still down for just a nice piece of Italian bread with butter, with pretty much anything from soup to pasta to anything you're having? Are you a bread and butter guy?
Oh, absolutely a bread and butter guy, man. I even pass that down to the kid every time he eats any sort of spaghetti. He goes, "Can I have some buttered bread?"
Now, do you keep the butter like myself, and I believe Malzi does this? Do you keep a stick of butter out the whole time, like 24 hours a day, so when you go to put it on the bread, it's nice and soft? Do you limit?
No, Malzy probably leaves his ketchup out too.
You gotta put that in the fridge.
No, you don't. Then it's all hard when you try to put it on the bread.
Is your butter not going to melt if you leave it out?
No, it doesn't melt at all. Limits, you cover it up in a little butter dish, and then when you go to... Is this not a common thing?
Not in the Bechtold household.
It's not common, no.
I think it is common. Check the text line.
Sounds like a Starkey-Muller combination.
No.
People do it, but I think that was the 1930s. But I don't think that's a common practice nowadays.
Refrigerators back there in the 1930s?
Why would you want to try to spread hardened butter on a piece of toast or even a piece of bread?
You use that fake stuff. You use that margarine, that oleo.
Oh, okay. Well, I like real butter. In fact, I like Irish butter myself.
Oh.
I like the Irish butter.
Little known fact, huh? Do you drink beer?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Me.
Yeah, you're the guy on the phone. You.
You just said this segment sponsored by Icy Light. So what do you think I drink?
He drinks Icy Light.
Now, are you a daily drinker? Do you have a few pretty much every night? Or what are your habits?
I'm not waking up and, you know, washing down the old Captain Crunch with a bottle of Icy Light Mango.
Okay, so you're not on the Ron Cook plan. What are your habits?
At night, grab a beer, go down in the game room, watch some wrestling, watch some game. I'm going to sit there and get hammered, man.
No, I'm just curious. I was just curious. So pretty much each night you'll grab a beer and go down for some recreation. Do the kids go?
Beer.
What?
Yeah, you know, honestly, one of the last times I had the big hangover, it's when you have the coming to God moment, thinking, why in the world am I doing this? I feel like crap.
Yeah.
So I tried to monitor myself.
Now, game room is an interesting phrase, big boy. Do you actually have games in the room? Are the kids go down there?
I got darts.
Darts. Darts and Monopoly going on in the Cabali game room.
Nah. Darts and Monopoly. Nah. Maybe I should have, don't they have those other goofy Monopoly games like Kennywoodopoly and stuff
like Kennyopoly.
That?
Yeah, and also bubble hockey. I figured I had you pegged as a bubble hockey guy or an electric football guy.
I love to play bubble hockey. Yeah. I used to play with Kenny Bunkport and Laird all the time in training camp. He used to hammer Dell Gurdnick. It would be like 17-0 and Gurdnick would quit.
Yeah, you have. You ever played that limits where there's the one Dr. Longstick is your right wing, so you try to get him. He digs.
I love dome hockey. So I want to get a table for my basement.
So do I. My buddy back in Buffalo has one.
It's so expensive.
He paid $2,000 for it.
Yeah, they're like.
He has one, and we had a 7-game series. I saw him 2 weekends ago. I saw him. I hadn't seen him in years, and in his office, I'm like, let's go. 7 games right now.
If I ever go to
one
arcade.
And then they play the anthem, big boy. They play the anthem before the game, and then you hit that button, and the puck drops out of the scoreboard.
Did you always have to be USA, or could you be Canada, too?
I'll be either, or Russia. I don't
pretend
care.
To be Crosby.
I like to be Tretiak in goal, and I don't pull him, unlike Viktor Tikhonov.
Joe, you're right on the butter argument. All the texters are saying that a lot of people leave out their butter.
Yeah.
Told you, big boy.
Everybody over the age of 60.
No, that's universal.
I can't believe how many texters are saying this.
It just makes sense. You pull out a piece of bread with dinner, you want butter that will spread unless you get the cheap stuff like you, and that doesn't count. I'm not talking about a tub of margarine that's easy to spread. I'm talking about a stick of butter.
I am not. That's like leaving a jar of milk out.
No, it's not. No, it's not bad for you. You have to cut.
I've heard people do it.
It doesn't go rotten. There's not like mold spots on it. It stays perfectly fresh. It's butter.
Well, if Mulsey says it, it must be correct.
Exactly.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to Mark Cabali, who sounds like Eeyore on Quaaludes today, Limits. Seems at least mildly depressed. Not sure what's going on.
Eeyore.
Maybe he needed to go to Ireland. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Donnie Football and Mark Cabali are bringing the flavor of Ireland to Shiloh Platen Pour on Sunday. Keg and eggs. Live bagpiper and samples from the Dubliner Whiskey and Fire Whistle Red Irish Ale. The doors at Shiloh Platen Pour open at 8 a.m. and the drinks will be a-flowing. Cheer on the black and gold at Shiloh Platen Pour Sunday starting at 8 a.m. with 93.7 The Fan with Donnie and the big boy. That's going to be something, big boy, isn't it? You and Donnie at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of some eggs.
How about kegs?
I don't know if I've ever had kegs that early.
You're going to have to on Sunday. I mean, you got to participate in the party.
And
no?
The show starts at 7, too. The show will be on for an extra hour.
Just don't go to bed the night before.
I never sleep, so it doesn't matter.
I have an exercise for you and I and Limits. Are you ready for this?
Exercise?
Yeah. I mean, not real exercise. I know you're allergic to that. It's a theoretical exercise. Are you ready?
All right.
Here are the nominees Just announced today, first year nominees for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame, and then there are guys that are left over. So here's what we're going to do. You tell me if this guy is a first ballot Hall of Famer and then a Hall of Famer in general. For example, David DeCastro is up for the Hall of Fame this year. He's certainly not a first ballot guy, and I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. He's borderline based on some of the offensive linemen who have been in, but I don't think he is. Go ahead, Limits. David DeCastro. This is how this will go.
Yeah, I think it's close, but I don't think that DeCastro ultimately will get in.
It's not will he get in, it's should he get in.
I'm going to side with no. He's borderline, but I think ultimately no.
Big boy?
Well, first of all, David DeCastro, great human. Definitely not a first ballot Hall of Famer, and no, I do not think he's a Hall of Famer.
All right, then let's go through the entire class here, and that's how the exercise will go, except for this. I'm going to go first, then the big boy, then Limits. We ready? Drew Brees, absolutely first ballot. Mark?
Yes, absolutely. First ballot Hall of Famer.
100% first ballot.
Larry Fitzgerald, absolutely first ballot.
Unless you're wrong, Cook, right?
Oh, that's Limits.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, that's
very good one, Mark. Should have won the Heisman.
That's the line of maybe the year on this show. Yes.
Yeah.
He's first ballot. Oh, my God. Is that a great line? Ron could be in Swahili. Is Swahili even a place, or is that just a language? He could be in Switzerland. He could be in, you know, a cave somewhere in the Middle East, and somebody would walk up to him and say, Ron, you really voted for, what was the guy's name?
Jason White.
In the cave.
They would say, why didn't you vote for Larry Fitzgerald? He would still take heat for that in parking lots after games and everything else.
And rightfully so.
I agree. Here's a tough one. Philip Rivers. I'm going to say not first ballot, but definitely Hall of Fame. Mark?
I totally agree. Not first ballot, but definitely Hall of Famer.
Not first ballot, but he's a Hall of Famer.
Alex Smith. Like, I wonder how some people get this far. What are we doing here? I love Alex Smith, and his story is inspirational after that horrific injury, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Mark?
No.
He might be in the Hall of Fame for mentoring Patrick Mahomes for a year, but that's all.
Greg Olsen. I'd have to look closer at the numbers with tight ends. My instinct is to say no. Mark?
Yeah, that's my instinct too. No.
Ultimately, no.
Jason Witten. Thankfully, it's not for the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I'd have to look at the numbers closer, but my instinct is no.
I think my instinct, just not looking at the numbers, would be a yes. Not first ballot, but a yes.
Fair enough. Limits?
Witten had 1,200 receptions and 1,300 yards and went to 11 Pro Bowls.
That's his problem, not
he
mine.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
He's
now
cheating. Wait a second, Joe. He's cheating.
Yeah,
he's
why are you doing this, Limits? This is supposed to be based on our gut. We don't have the resumes in front of us.
Well, I believe he's a Hall of Famer.
Turn off your computer.
Regardless of looking at the numbers or not.
Here's a good one. Here's a good one. This is actually a great comparison. The two running backs who are on the ballot for the first time, Frank Gore and Shady McCoy. Which one? We agree neither is a first ballot. Which one's more deserving? I say Shady McCoy. Mark?
Yeah, I have a feeling that Frank Gore is making the Hall of Fame, and he might be a first ballot just because of his longevity along with his stats. So I'm saying borderline first ballot for him, but definitely over Shady.
Wow. Limits?
I don't know if I agree with it, but
no,
I would say.
I'm not asking you will they, I'm asking you should they. It's your opinion, not what you think will happen.
Yeah, Gore will eventually get in. What did he retire at? Fourth all-time in rushing yards? Maybe he got up to second. I think it was just fourth. But he eventually will get in. But Shady McCoy's peak of his career was better.
He's a better football player. He was a better football player. And I'm not disrespecting Frank Gore. I still think there's a pretty good case for Frank Gore. He did have 1,000-yard seasons. 9 of them, including one at 1,600. But Shady McCoy was a better football player. Do you agree with that, big boy?
Yeah, I do agree he's a better football player. But I think that longevity really has – although I'm not – see, I can't say that because I'm an anti-longevity type of guy. I hate the guys that go have 2 good years and get in. So I'd be contradicting myself.
All right, fair enough. One more. I know you got to go. Practice is over, and this is a big one. Marquise Pouncey.
Yes, absolutely yes. I'm jumping ahead of you on this one because I think Pouncey is a star stud first ballot, but he won't be. But he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Thank you, big boy. Go bother some football players.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
Mark.
To you next week.
We'll see you guys.
There he goes. What an incredible man. Isn't he, Limits?
Wonderful. And I agree on the Marquise Pouncey point.
Who are you talking to back
there? Pony came in.
Now, what does he want
mentioned
now?
Something. Oh, he was just throwing a note out there.
What was the note?
Something off air. I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Fair enough. Now my mouth is starting to hurt. All the medication's wearing off from these dental procedures.
Did I tell you the story of how I saw Marquise Pouncey in Fort Lauderdale this past year?
No.
But
tell
it might
me,
have been
please.
Mike Pouncey, and I wasn't sure which one, so I didn't want to approach him. So my like family that. And I went to dinner in Fort Lauderdale. We were in downtown Fort Lauderdale when we went to the Orange Bowl. And when we're walking out, I said to my dad, look, I think that's Pouncey sitting at the bar. Now, was it Marquise Pouncey or Mike Pouncey? I wasn't sure. Regardless, when you see the pictures of the Pounceys and how slim they look now,
yeah,
that's the truth. Like, he looked really slim. But I don't want to say, like, oh, hi, Marquise, how you doing? And he say, hey, I'm actually Mike.
Well,
and
it would be understandable. They are identical twins, and I'm sure it's happened literally hundreds of times to them in their lives.
Probably. So
you should have gotten an autograph.
He was in the middle of a conversation, though, and I didn't want to disrupt him.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Rainy today with a high of Jerry Mullen, 72, a low of 64, Edmund Nelson. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Donnie Football, I've told you, he sits back there in the bullpen and watches an old game of this week's Steelers opponent, an old game between the two teams, and he's watching the 74 Super Bowl. And it's absolutely incredible to watch how the Steelers just emasculated the Purple People Eaters. However, what I had forgotten from that game is the Steelers scored a touchdown. Green Tree's very own Larry Brown caught the touchdown from Terry Bradshaw, and it was not a light pass. Bradshaw rifled it from like 5 yards away, so I thought it was a pretty good catch for a tackle. Or a tight end turned tackle, or tackle turned tight end, whatever he was. Limits, that game was 9-6 with under 4 minutes left. If the Vikings can hold the Steelers to a field goal merely there, they're going to get the ball back with a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
I think in history, and certainly the way I look at it, that's looked at as a bludgeoning that Super Bowl. And physically, it kind of was, but on the scoreboard, I had totally forgotten that if the Steelers don't get that touchdown with 3:30 left in the game, they're in an extremely vulnerable position where you have Fran Tarkenton and a chance to win the game.
Yeah, very low-scoring game. At times, they pushed Minnesota around. I mean, I think back to there was a safety at the start of that game, right?
Or
at
least there was.
The early portion of the game that ended up giving the Steelers an advantage. So ultimately, I like going back and watching a lot of those old clips, seeing what those defenses looked like, seeing Ham and Lambert next to each other.
Oh, it's fun to watch.
LC Greenwood is one of the senior members that could be voted into the Hall of Fame. I think that he is ultimately deserving. There's a lot of Steeler bias based on players that have already gone in that you just can't put the entire defense in. LC Greenwood, somebody, though, that should be on there.
I agree, and happy birthday to Mean Joe Green, 79 years old today. There's some other returning finalists, Limits, for the Hall of Fame. Tell me if you think these guys should get in ultimately.
Okay.
Willie Anderson, tackle. I say yes.
No.
no.
Torrey Holt, not before Hines Ward.
Not before Hines Ward.
Luke Kuechly, absolutely yes.
Yes, he should.
Short career, great career. We've already established a benchmark in the Hall of Fame where longevity really doesn't matter. They've let in a bunch of guys, and they for a long time now. Look at Gale Sayers. who absolutely deserves to be in, one of the greatest running backs ever. What does longevity matter if you're one of the greatest players at your position ever? And Luke Kuechly is. Adam Vinatieri.
Yes, but it's going to take some time.
Does he deserve to be in or not? Yeah. I'm not asking you what's going to happen. Does he deserve to be in?
Yes, he deserves to be in.
I agree. Eli Manning.
Yes, he deserves to be in.
This one I'm really torn on, Limits.
Oh, boy.
Really torn
Beating
on.
Brady in the Super Bowl twice isn't good enough?
I don't know. Jim Plunkett won 2 Super Bowls. Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I like that answer. Why is it funny when you just say yes or no? For some reason, it is.
I really enjoy it. Funny as when you say wrong.
Wrong. I guess ultimately, yes. I'm just torn on this. He led the league in interceptions. I just never thought of Eli Manning as a great quarterback. I'm sorry. I never did. I apologize to the entire Manning clan. I never thought of Eli as a great quarterback. I'm sorry. Therefore, in my Hall of Fame, he wouldn't be in. My Hall of Fame is reserved for only legends of the game. But this Hall of Fame, you know, all Halls of Fame have become the Hall of Very Good. Harold Baines is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, for God's sakes. And I loved Harold Baines.
But not enough.
He's not a legend of the game. What are we doing? Just letting anybody in?
Andrew McCutchen should eventually get in. I know you disagree on that.
I do, but if Harold Baines is in, then Andrew McCutchen should be in.
Right.
Reggie Wayne, not before Hines Ward.
I think, yes, Reggie Wayne should be in.
Steve Smith Sr., not before Hines Ward.
I honestly don't think Steve Smith is a Hall of Famer.
That's because you're selfish.
Yes.
Terrell Suggs, yes.
Yes.
Marshall Yanda.
I
don't care.
No.
Nobody. No. Nobody cares. No offense to Marshall Yanda. He was very good, but I don't know. Is he a Hall of Famer?
What about Haloti Ngata?
He's not on the list, Limits.
No.
Why, do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
No, but he was really good. He was a force against the Steelers for a couple years with Baltimore.
He broke Ben's nose the one year.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.